10 o'clock on Monday morning. I've just been munching an apple, and I'm setting out on a journey that I've never done before. I'm going to travel to a part of Ireland on roads that I've never travelled before. The first part of the journey is going to be from Limerick towards Dublin on what's called the Nina Road, and that I have travelled many times as a young boy, as a medium, and as an old man. And so I've travelled that road often, and there's nothing particular about it that I can tell you. But then, when I get to Nina, I'm going to hang a left, and I'm going to head for a place called Burr, a place called Tullamore, and eventually to a place called Mullingar. And I have never been to these places, as far as that I can remember. So I suppose I might have been there, but not remembered. And the other element of the journey is that I'm doing something very typically Irish that I would say is quite different from what I experienced in the UK when I was there. When I was in the UK, funerals were mainly and almost exclusively confined to the family and really close friends. So much so that I remember when a man whom I was very close to died. His wife was absolutely strong with her gratitude because she didn't think it was to be taken for granted that I would go to her husband's funeral. And today I am going to the funeral of the mother of one of my clients. And I'm very fond of the client. I'm very fond. We've done a lot of work together. And I felt instantaneously that I would like to go to his mother's funeral when I heard the sad news that his mother had died. I don't know anything about the circumstances. I don't know if it was expected. I don't know if it was a merciful relief. But it's taking me to a part of the country that I haven't been before. So it does feel a little bit like an adventure. One of the funerals have changed me in a number of ways in my life. And the ones that come immediately to my mind are my father's funeral. I'm gingerly navigating the road here, complicated road signs. We're travelling on the M7, which is a motorway. In Ireland, this is a motorway. And I think I'll have to pay a toll at some point on this road. But coming back to the funerals that have changed me, my own father's death changed me in that I felt enormous gratitude to people for coming to the funeral. I had no idea who would come to the funeral, and there were lots of people there. And I have to say that the number of people who came were a support, were a testament to his memory. And even though I threw up before going to the funeral, I was in a state of, I suppose you'd call it tension, but I was behaving in the right way. I was the eldest son of the family. My father had died, and I was behaving like I thought the eldest son in a family should behave, which really meant that I didn't pay very much attention to my own inner feelings at the time. Now, I'm going back a good number of years. But so I basically threw up just before leaving the house, and I've never forgotten that. It's kind of a solid reminder to me that I was much more affected by the death of my dad than I felt on that day when he was being buried. Although I have to say that I live now, when I'm well, my father is with me. He's there on my shoulders. He's a presence in my life. And I do love it when I remember new things or I hear somebody in the family say something about him. There's a lot about my father I don't know, because he had a good, decent, long life before I was born. He was 51 when I was born. Am I right? He married in 1949. I was born in 1950, so he was actually 52. He was born in 1898. And he lived until 1979. So he lived until 81. So not bad genes to be carrying around with me. Oh, today, as I say, I don't know if... And it doesn't matter who will be at the funeral. It's a two-hour drive. It's through uncharted territory, if you like. And it's actually the first time in my life that I've gone to a funeral of somebody with whom I've worked closely in a relationship of a client versus alongside a contractor. So this is unusual. But it just feels to me as if it's the right place to come today. I immediately, when I heard the news, I thought, right, if I possibly can, I'll go to the funeral. And then I'll be back home. So it is really a whole day, because there'll be I can't be sure about this, but there'll be a little bit of food afterwards, especially for people who've travelled. And I know people, Irish people, who would go to, you know, 20 funerals in a year, would go to maybe even more funerals than that in a year. And you have really got two opportunities in Ireland to go to the funeral or to go to the passing of the person. Well, you've got three, I suppose. You could go to the wake, that is staying up the evening before, the night before the body is taken to the church, and going to the house of the deceased person and being with the family. That's to be waked. And that is increasingly, you know, that's not done as much as it used to be, but it's still a strong tradition in the countryside in Ireland. It wouldn't be in any way shocking if somebody was waked. Keening is not done. Keening is a particular form of singing that takes place, that is done by, you know, while the coffin is open, and then the coffin is closed and the body is removed, it's called, removed to the church, and you can go to the removal. And usually that is, well, always that is, you know, 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening before the burial the following day. Now, the burial on the day almost always consists of, if it's Roman Catholic, it will be a mass followed by the coffin being carried down the centre of the church, handed over to the undertaker, and you go to the graveyard. I can remember a few graveyards that I have been to, and I do find it a salutary lesson. It sort of has the effect of rerouting me in the limitations of humanity, in the fact of our mortality. Dust to dust and dust to dust to dust. I can't remember the rest of the phrase. And ashes to ashes. But basically we go back, we're recycled. In my perspective, we came from the earth, we returned to the earth. Now, a thing I don't know is whether this is a Church of Ireland church that I'm going to, or whether it's a Roman Catholic church I'm going to. It really doesn't matter to me which it is. One other little thing in connection with funerals, and this is quite idiosyncratic and a bit of a weirdo thing that I did. The first moleskin notebook I ever had in my life, I began writing it in the church during the funeral service, at the that marked the passing of Dave Barry, my first cousin's husband, who died while young, rather tragically. I say tragically because he was young, and that is always a tragedy, I think. Yes, I wrote in the notebook, and that notebook is very dear to me. I didn't know why I was doing it, but in some sense I think I was searching for myself. I was searching to find a way of expressing who I was. So I wrote down whatever came into my head on that day. The weather today is 10.5 degrees centigrade. It's very overcast. It's quite clear that this, where I am now, which is the next turn, is going left towards Killaloe and Ballina. It's at a place called Bird Hill. Killaloe is where the River Shannon is. So I'm really going north from Limerick. I'm going in a northeasterly direction from Limerick. There's a sign there saying services, 1,250 metres. The road to Dublin, we're at junction 27. It's 10:13, 22nd of December. As I say, it looks like a misty, dirty day, as they would say here in Ireland. But I feel that I'm doing something good. I genuinely really, really like the man whose mother has died. I don't know about his family. I've never met his wife. But I'm very happy to stand alongside him on this particular day. And even if there is no food or there is no going back to a hotel or going back to a house, it doesn't matter. I will be there marking the occasion. The thing about funerals in Ireland is that people go to an awful lot more of them than you would in the UK. It's very much about, it's a form of community bonding, of course. It's a small community, Ireland, as a whole. People will talk a lot about relatives, extended families, an awful lot more than in the UK, and that's a huge, huge contrast. The nature of community is different. And there will be people in the church who are in no way related to the person who has passed away. But her community will come out. And it wouldn't surprise me if the church was full of people. But you can't tell that at this stage at all. So that's it. That's the day. That's the kind of day I'm going to have. And I'll be in probably a little bit of a somber and reflective mood all day, but also I must admit that I'm looking forward to travelling on roads that I've never travelled before. So it's Paul O'Mahony saying thank you very much for listening this far, and keep very, very well yourself. And yeah, that's it. That's keep very well. Goodbye for now.